He could feel the terrible chill in the great hall when Morgan was frozen. He could hear the joyful music as the winged dancers danced around in their circle. He could taste the sweet, bitter, spicy taste of the water of memory and imagination. Jack sat up. All at once, he felt very awake. He turned to a clean page in his notebook. He grabbed his pencil and wrote, "It all started when we saw the white dove in the twilight." Using his memory and his imagination, Jack kept writing, doing his part to keep the legend of King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table, Merlin, and Morgan le Fay alive. As the snow swirled outside his window, Jack wrote and wrote and wrote. He didn't stop writing until he had written down the whole story, his story, of their Christmas in Camelot. A note from the author. Hello, this is Mary Pope Osborne. Many people believe that the legend of King Arthur was inspired by an actual military leader who led Britain over 1,500 years ago. Imaginary stories about the adventures of King Arthur were first told in Wales and Ireland. These stories are called Celtic myths. Sadly, most Celtic myths are lost to us forever because only a few were written down. Many details in my story about King Arthur's realm are drawn from details in the few Celtic stories that have survived through the ages. The cloak that makes one invisible was considered to be one of the 13 treasures of Britain. Merlin the magician was said to keep the treasures in a glass tower. None of the magic of the treasures would work for a person who was unworthy to use them. The white stag was inspired by a supernatural Celtic beast that often led humans to a hidden other world. The idea for the cauldron of memory and imagination came from a 6th-century poem. The poem tells a story about King Arthur and his knights traveling to a hidden world and searching for a magical cauldron of poetry and inspiration. Many knights never returned from that dangerous quest. In the 12th century, Queen Eleanor of Aquitaine encouraged poets and troubadours to make up more stories about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table to inspire her people. In the following years, storytellers all over Europe told heroic tales of King Arthur, Merlin, Sir Lancelot, Queen Guinevere, and Morgan le Fay. French poets were the first to call the imaginary kingdom Camelot. The storytellers of the Middle Ages blended elements of Christianity with the old Celtic myths. In their stories, miracles and marvels often took place around Christian holidays. Christmas in Camelot was a time of joyous celebration. I hope you have enjoyed this unabridged Listening Library production. This program was produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Karen D. Mattia. Original music by John Guth. Text copyright 2001 by Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright 2001, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.